Welcome to Moonbeaming, a podcast about lunar living, magic, creativity, tarot, and more. I'm your host, Sarah Faith Gottesdiener, and I'm so honored and excited to be here with you today. Hi, here we are. We made it. We're at the last week of 2021. We did it. That is some cause for celebration. You know, I was thinking, thank goodness, honestly, for the Gregorian calendar, because 12 months, if there had been 13 months in 2021, who even knows what would have happened? You know, I think I'm still in 2019. What is time? Who knows? We're still trying to figure it out. But seriously, if in 2020, if in December of 2020, you had told me that 2021 was basically going to be just as hard in a different way, let's just say I'm really glad no one came in and told me that, and that I still have optimism at the start of every year, and often at the start of every month, and often at the start of every lunation. Wherever you are, I hope you're able to get some rest this week. I hope you have some space or some respite and can do some reflection and renew a little bit. And this is the last episode of 2021, and I wanted to provide y'all with a little bit of that. This episode is going to be a meditation. This is a meditation from my Embodying Abundance course that I ran earlier this year. Every time I do a course, often the longer ones, I will record at least one meditation that goes along with the content to support the folks taking the course. And I really feel like going into this lover's year, going into a new year, we need the space to be able to ask ourselves some questions. And we need to give ourselves space to maybe come up with some different answers. And that is what the point of this meditation is. It's designed to get you in touch with your intuition and listening. And it's really short. It's 15 minutes long. So I really encourage you to get comfy, get a pillow, put on a fuzzy blanket if you have one, and relax into this. Maybe you want to have a journal next to your side so you can journal and see what comes up. See what gets ignited in you. And if you're not the meditating type, I get it. I invite you to spend the end of this year resting, asking yourself the kinds of questions that you need answers to. And if you ask yourself those questions enough, and you give yourself enough space to reflect on them, to tune into your intuition, chances are, in a few days or a few weeks, some of the answers will appear. I'm sending you all so much love. I hope you enjoy this meditation and have a wonderful end of year and new year. I invite you to get comfortable and to gently close your eyes or soften your gaze.
allow yourself to take some nice, easy, deep breaths in and out, letting the breath move through you, bringing your energy and awareness up through the belly, filling your lungs completely. As you breathe, notice how you don't really have to force it. The inhale flows in. The exhale flows out as you soften and release. On your next couple of inhales and exhales, allow the exhale to be a bit longer than your inhale. Explore inhaling through the nose and exhaling through the mouth, taking some time to settle in with your breath. Simply being here now with the breath, with your body, with yourself. Allow your entire body to soften as much as possible. Imagine any energy from the day, the week, the month, the year coming out of your exhale, easily and slowly releasing so that it can be transformed into something better. As you do so, you allow yourself to come back, come home to your body. It's okay if your body has tension or pain. It's okay if there's tightness. There's also openness, space. There's also aliveness. There's also sparks and flow and solidity and so much beauty. Take a moment to give thanks and gratitude for your body. Connect to the vibrancy and the aliveness of your body, your hair that grows, your eyelids, your ears, your knees, your toes, all the different parts of you. As you center and come back into the body, you are back in your body, with your body, safe to settle inside. Touch base with the vitality of your heart. Give your lungs gratitude and love. Take a moment to think about and sink into the genius of your flowing blood, your cells, your bones, your mind, your heart that beats as if by magic. Continuing to breathe slowly and deeply, tune into at least 2 different sounds around you. Notice and name at least 2 different sounds. as you tune in to those sounds, those frequencies, notice at least two unique sensations in your body, two unique ways of being, feeling. Understand that multiple perspectives can exist at the same time. Multiple ways, sensations, relationships can simply be. We don't have to force anything. We don't have to contain anything. We do not have to separate anything. We can just flow in the beingness of all. Continuing to breathe, allow your energy to move out of your body and create an energetic bubble of protection. You alone will know how far out you'd like your energy to go, or how close in you'd like your energy to stay. Take note of areas where you need a little bit more protection, bringing your awareness, energy, and compassion there. You are now protected and safe in your own bubble. Continuing to breathe, continuing to notice sounds, continuing to notice sensations, you begin to feel yourself getting lighter and lighter. And wherever you are, imagine you can move farther and farther away. Your bubble moves farther and farther away from your surroundings, like a hot air balloon, like a cloud, slowly drifting off into space, out of your room, out into the sky, moving further and further away into the cosmos, then out past the cosmos. You float into a beautiful void. This void can be a color, a rainbow. It can be like outer space. Wherever you are, it is a completely different paradigm. Completely protected in your bubble, in a space of infinite possibilities, of everything and nothing, of every time and no time. Your mind, body, spirit, soul, all completely relax, just floating, just being. In this paradigm, you get to ask yourself a couple of questions. Far, far away from any constraints or limitations that might be in the ordinary world. In this open spaciousness of everything and nothing, completely protected by your own energy, answers flow easily and quickly. The first question you're going to ask is, if I could do anything, what would I do? If I could do anything, what would I do? Notice the answers that flow. Notice what comes up immediately. You will remember what all of those are. Take note of any themes, patterns, or interesting information. The second question is, if I could be anyone, who would I want to be? If I could be anyone, express myself in any way, hold important values in the forefront of my life, what would all of those be? If I could be anyone, free from any shame, free of other people's judgments and my own, who would I be? If I was truly myself, truly a reflection of myself, completely embodied in an authentic way, who would that person be? With curiosity, notice what came up. And understand that you can do what you'd like to do. You can be whoever you'd like to be. You are allowed to follow the energy and the essence of what is flowing towards you. You can do and you can be whatever you'd like, because the answers that came through you are facets of your existence right now. They already exist right now. Maybe they are ready to be explored and expressed. Maybe there's some coaxing, some tending that you can do in the coming days, weeks, months, and years. Maybe there's some healing available now, woven into those energies and essences. Maybe there is some behaviors or energies you can shift, little by little, every day, making shifts in the service of authentic embodiment. Little by little, every day, more and more, and more and more, abundance. All this information you received is a part of you. It's available to you now and always. It's already a part of you, waiting to be explored, uncovered, and loved. Promise yourself, when you flow out of this void, this other paradigm, and back to the ordinary world, you'll start one or two, or maybe even more. You'll start one or two or three or four or however many you'd like of behaviors, shifts, reframes, mindsets that are directly related to the insights that came up. It can be easy, simple. It's already there, already a part of you. Take a couple of deep breaths, perhaps placing your hand on your heart or any other place you'd like to put your hands, hands of love, hands of compassion. Slowly, slowly, you begin to float back down out of the void into the cosmos, into the sky, and slowly, slowly floating back down into the room, back down into your body. You slowly come back to the present moment, integrated and aware with more information. Stretch your body, taking a few last deep breaths, and gently open your eyes.
Moonbeaming is brought to you by The Moon Studio. It is created and hosted by me, Sarah Faith Gottesdiener. Additional assistance is provided by Hazel Frew. Sound art is by Will Owen. And the show is supported by The Moon Studio's Patreon. Thanks so much for your support. If you like this podcast, please rate, review, subscribe, and tell a friend. It's much appreciated. Thanks for being here.